This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Fiona Musgrove lost her sight at the age of 20 due to an allergic reaction to antibiotics. But since then, she has very much learned to embrace her sight loss and help other blind and partially sighted people get out there and experience various different things, and also does various activities and challenges to raise money for charity. Fiona joins us now. Fiona, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss and how it happened?
Up until the age of 20, I had full sight. I was driving, had a car, had a good job, and I had a bit of a cold. And I just went to the doctor to get some antibiotics so I could go continue working. And I took the antibiotics on the Thursday. By the Friday, I was in St. Thomas's in intensive care fighting for my life. I had what's called Stephen Johnson syndrome, which is a toxic shock to the antibiotics. My son, who studied chemistry at university, tells me that it's a very rare thing where the makeup, the compound in the actual antibiotic tablet is defective. So it was to do with a defective drug, really.
How did you feel when that happened? I mean, so suddenly.
Very traumatic. The company that I worked with, what I was working for at the time, they really wanted me to stay with them. So I was 6 weeks in hospital, 2 weeks in intensive care, 4 weeks recovering. And I managed to have some sight at the time. And I went back to work part-time. I was an accounts clerk, so I was dealing with some money and whatever. So I had enough sight to do that. But because nobody knew at the time that it was antibiotics that caused the reaction, later on that year, I went back to the doctor with another cold, and they gave me some more antibiotics. And that was the irrevocable damage then, and I just couldn't go back to work, and I lost a lot more sight. Obviously, I had to give up my car. It was absolutely life-changing, you know, for a 20-year-old who was very much independent and just starting my career. I was going in to do my accountancy. I was really wanted to go into accountancy, and I was doing a GCSE in accountancy. So, you know, it just changed. Everything just stopped and, yeah, changed.
So you had to adapt to life with sight loss quite suddenly. What did you find helped you the most to adapt to a completely different way of living?
It took a long, long time. Within that time, after about 20 years, I had children. I had a husband, and we had two boys. And I just got on with life. I just accepted the way I was, and I just got on. And I didn't really think about my sight loss till I got to 40. And when my children were growing up, and I was thinking, my goodness, what am I going to do now? My children are growing up. I'm not really needed like I was when they were little. That's when I started looking around, because by then I'd moved to Hertfordshire, and there was nothing in Hertfordshire for blind and partially sighted people. When I approached the local society, they said, oh, would you like to do basket weaving? No, not really. And so then what I did, I set up a group here locally where I live in Chesham. And that's when life suddenly started beginning again. I got into blind tennis. I got into doing different sports. I mean, I was never, ever, ever into sport when I was at school. So that was a bit of a life changer as well. But what I realised was sport wasn't just about being healthy. Sport was about gaining friends and gaining a social life, because when I was playing tennis, I would go out for coffee with friends. I would meet friends. We would go shopping. You would make a day of it. So it wasn't just the sport I was playing. It was the socialising, which is what I really, really wanted. And I wanted to be with other people, and I wanted to be with people that understood what it was like to go through sight loss. And that is how my life started to begin again.
And since then, you've actually been trying to help other blind and partially sighted people get out there and experience things and meet fellow blind and partially sighted people. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
That all began in 2011. So from then onwards, I've been coaching. I trained as a level one tennis coach for the LTA. I ran tennis classes for many years up in Cambridge and Hertfordshire. I've always believed socialising is so important for us. To gain good social skills as a visually impaired person is absolutely a priority. So, I mean, I've gone into schools to teach children about sight loss, using tennis as a way of kind of explaining how we use sound rather than being able to see the ball, because the tennis ball's got the sound in it. So we went into hundreds of, well, not hundreds, we taught thousands of children about sight loss all across the country. And I found that really beneficial. Moving forward, I've done other things with sight loss. I've talked about it in many different places. I did a radio show partly in Australia, Disability Sports Network Radio. Did that for many years. And so more recently, I've been involved with iMatter, because iMatter's key principles are very sort of related to how I perceive sight loss and how I want to encourage people to understand their sight loss. So that's how I've got involved with iMatter recently.
How does it feel to be able to make a difference to blind and partially sighted people and help them to find opportunities to get out there and meet other people?
It's fantastic. You know, going back, I think about 2014, I was running a tennis session by myself up in Ipswich, and I had this like young chap came to on the tennis court, and he only had use of one arm. He had an injury through, I think he'd been in the armed services, and he had use of one arm, and he was really down and really depressed. And he could run around, but he just had one arm, because the other arm, you know, he couldn't use it. And I said, he said, I can't play tennis. I'm just going to sit and watch. I said, no. Come on, you get on. You've got one arm. Just I put the tennis racket in his arm, and we kind of manipulated it so he could hold the ball as well as the tennis racket. And from this day onwards, he has continued to play tennis. And it's just giving people that confidence, I think, which is key to us accepting our sight loss. And I think that's a great story. And I've got loads of other stories where I've encouraged people, just come on, just try it, you know, to have the confidence to just try. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But, you know, you can't sort of say you don't want to do it if you never tried it. So, yeah, that's for me. That's how I perceive how we can all hopefully accept and move on. And we never completely move on with our sight loss, for those of us that has lost it, quite traumatically. But that's what I believe is a way of helping each other.
What would be your message to people who might be at the very early days of sight loss?
I would say, when you're ready, join a group who runs activities. You know, sometimes, you know, having your white cane and having sight loss can open magical things. So just try and see a little bit of positiveness in your world, and have a little bit of confidence, you know, when you're ready. I mean, nobody can tell you when you're ready. You know, you have to feel it yourself, and be confident with the people around you. And we spoke to many people, and having a strong supportive network is vital for us all.
Fantastic. A very great positive message to end on. Fiona Musgrove, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.